Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Chris Moscovides. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm glad you're here. Chris is president of TMG eMedia. Chris, I need the website, please.
TMGEmedia.com.
All right. No dashes in the middle, just TMGEmedia.com.
There is a dash. TMG-Emedia.com.
There you go. TMG-Emedia.com. You can find Chris there, all the things he does. The book's there, too, Cyber Program Development for Business. You can find that there. And,
yep.
And wherever books are sold, folks, so check it out. As you can tell from our conversations, he's very smart about this stuff. He's a cybersecurity expert extraordinaire on a galactic level. Hey, Chris, how do we – you've scared the bejeebers out of us for the last couple of – for the last few minutes on all the things that are going bump in the night on us. How do we, as individuals, how do we deal with this? We keep our own house in order. That's important. Let's save ourselves first through our own cybersecurity efforts. But how do we extend this out to our country, to our governments, to some kind of national protection against the bad guys?
Well, first of all, I think you nailed it. I think keeping your own house in order is absolutely paramount. So, and that means getting engaged and getting involved with the topic of cybersecurity. Know what it is we're talking about. Know what phishing is. Know how easy it is for people to manipulate Facebook and all of these, alleged news sources online, and make sure that you get your news from reliable sources.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you can do as an informed citizen, which is absolutely critical, what you can do as an informed citizen is demand accountability from our elected officials across every level. So you go to your local election board and say, hey, I've been reading about possible hacking of our elections. What are you doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you're doing about it. And, you don't necessarily need, the war plan, but you need assurances.
That would be a good question to ask the county commissioner the person who's running for the county commissioner job, right? The county is in charge, usually in charge of the elections as a representative of the Secretary of State of each state, and say, okay, can you tell me how our county is protected against cyber threats? And if they look at you like a deer in the headlights, then you got the wrong candidate.
You got a problem. That's exactly right. So we need assurances that our representatives across every level of the government are familiar with the topic and they are taking steps to protect us to the maximum degree possible. And they can only do so much. We recognize that. But we cannot accept anyone in government not addressing the topic and not doing something about it. If anybody is stonewalling, if anybody is not addressing the topic, something's wrong. Something's very wrong, and these people do not represent us.
At the government level, local, state, and federal level, if you were going to grade our overall national capability, let's just say that, dedication to being capable and being protected, what grade would you give us from a A to an F? What would you give us?
I would give us, under the best of circumstances, a C-.
Wow. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous if that's
yes, it is dangerous. And look, there is a lot of poor counties in the United States. Not just the 10, 15 major metro areas and wealthy, informed states. We are a vast country with hundreds of thousands of small municipalities that are struggling to wrap their hands around.
Most of the election people are volunteers.
Exactly. And this is not easy. It is not easy. I understand it's not easy.
Yeah.
But, our democracy and our institutions are the most sacred things we have. And it's up to us to protect it, and we protect it by being engaged, being informed, and demanding accountability. Enough with the bullshit already. What are you doing about this?
Yeah, we've got to. This is gonna, this next election. One thing about it, the veil has been pulled off of all this. Now we know about what's going on. We know about the other countries that are involved and try to get involved in our elections. This next election will be one of the most interesting from that standpoint that we've ever had. Hey, Chris, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. I can't wait to be back with you.
We love having you on the show. We always get smarter when Chris Muscovites joins us, ladies and gentlemen. So we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.